So can you give me your name, sir, please, over here? Can you give me your name and please ask the question?
I'm James Apache. I'm the Taliban of the trap line, R20. And I just saw something new here, which, well, like I said, it's new for me. And I don't agree. It's, where am I? It's this thing here, the pipe. That's new for me. I didn't see that before. So what I'm thinking here is, I'm not gonna be happy about it, and because this area here, that's all our hunting area, right here, and I would like to ask if you can find another solution instead of putting pipe all over this site. Or maybe you can come up with something going through here, like that, and it's then so we don't have to bother our hunting area here, because we have one fishing spot right here, which they used to set a net in the summertime, and also we have well, right now I have my winter net here, so it's that's. That's about it, and that's my concern.
Okay. Thank you for your question, Mr. Bourassa.
Yes, you are totally right. In fact, and this information you just provided in front of everyone about your traditional land use of the area, it's information that, if you well recall, you provided us also a couple of years ago, and in fact we accounted for that information when we designed that pipeline. So for the first, so I think there are two things here. First, hunting, goose hunting. I understand it's mainly goose hunting from what you were talking about. And then the other thing is fishing. So the first thing about goose hunting that is important to understand is that this pipeline, when you'll be out there on the field, you will not be able to see it. So I'll show you maybe on a map. Okay, so, whoops, sorry. So the pipeline, in fact, from the shore here, about 100 meters, so 300 feet before the shore, the pipeline will go underground. So already, if you go, as you well know, there is a beach in that area here. If you are in the future to go to that beach with your boat, you won't see the pipeline. The pipeline will be underground, and then at about 2-3 meters underneath the water, it will be done. It will be disposed of at the bottom of the lake. So really, at from 2-3 meters deep, so about 10 feet, about 10 feet deep, and going to that area, progressively getting deeper and deeper down to the area right here, which is about 6-7 meters deep, 5-7 meters, so about 15 feet. Deep. So all that pipeline will be underneath the water. So when you'll be doing, you'll be hunting in that area, in fact, there will be, for you, no pipeline out there. It will be underneath the water. So this is why I can say we already accounted for your traditional use of this part of the land in terms of hunting. On the other side, with regards to fishing, you already told us that you were doing fishing in that area. So this is something we have thought about, and we, of course, need to discuss this with you, because the pipeline will be dumped at the bottom of the lake, and we have to discuss together, in fact, to find a way in order to make sure this new infrastructure does not impact any fishing in that area. We've seen it from lakes in southern Quebec, for example, Lake Saint-François near Thetford Mines, where we have established in the past a structure exactly like this one, and a lot of people are going in Lake Saint-François. It's a really popular lake down south where people go for fishing and also just, you know, by boat on the lake, doing water skiing, I guess. or something like this. And all those things, using motors and fishing nets, we've been able to install something that was not disturbing at all for fishermen. So, of course, we would be more than happy to present this in details to you and make sure everything is that it's not something of concern for you.
Also explain why you cannot go straight.
Yeah. Maybe just add a little quick something and try to make it as brief as possible, is that you also mentioned why is it that you're not going this way or maybe just straight like this. The problem is that the lake is, as you know, is deep. And so with the pipeline, we cannot go through a deeper area and then go back to a higher or a less deep area because the water will jam in the bottom. So the pipeline, if you go like this, the water will end up here and will never go back up the hill, even underneath the water. So we really have to go progressively deeper. We cannot just go deep and then up. So this is really why we have to go this way to get to that red area. We cannot go like this.
Thank you for this answer.